Now, tell me about your father.
City Counselling on 95BFM, our weekly chat with the good people of Auckland Council.
That's what the time is. You're back on the wire on 95BFM and it is time for City Counselling. Elena talked to Auckland Councillor Pippa Coombe about how Auckland Council is operating during lockdown. She touched on businesses that are in the work they're doing with farmers markets, and it also touched on Climate Group All Aboard Aotearoa suing Auckland Transport and Auckland Council over their transport plan and what can still be done in it to better address climate change. Here is Elena and Pippa now.
So we're here again, lockdown. I think it'll be very difficult to make a show for today without mentioning it. What does lockdown mean for councillors and how are you still running things?
Absolutely. It has been a sudden jolt back into lockdown. I think we were perhaps a little bit complacent about whether it was going to happen, but it does seem that it's been a smooth transition overall and going into lockdown because we've done it before. For council, there's a whole team that gears into action because we've got so many facilities that have to be closed and staff that get redeployed to do different things and just keeping the city going in terms of essential services. So that keeps running, like the rubbish collection and the water still flowing, of course. And then the staff that get redeployed doing things like our catering staff have been helping out the city mission and providing food parcels, daily food parcels. And so there's a whole lot of things, range of responses going on behind the scenes. For elected members, we all just get onto our get behind our screens and move to online meetings, and that's happened pretty seamlessly this time.
Yeah, I guess this time there's the advantage of hindsight, as in we have been here before, so perhaps that might make it a smoother transition.
Yeah, I think we didn't have a break at all as elected members in terms of our meetings and a lot of staff. We all go home lockdown ready and have our headsets and know what to do, so that's been a big difference. You know, we haven't had a few days of just trying to figure out what does an online meeting, how does it work?
And so just go home straight into the Zoom meetings.
Yeah. Yep. No rest. But that's good, you know, like we've got to keep on with the business of local government. And we've also got to make sure our communities are safe and support the government's response as well.
Yeah, I just talked to the owner of Bread and Butter Bakery in Grey Lynn, and they said that they were also working a bit with the Auckland City Mission to donate food. And so that's good to hear that the council is also involved in that. Has there been quite a high demand over the last few days?
Well, it was something that the council was able to do in the last lockdown. I've seen that there was about 250 meals were being provided on a daily basis. Another thing that council did last time, which I'm not sure will happen, is around just doing welfare checks. So like our library staff were redeployed to ring round and make sure people were okay in their homes.
Right, and you don't think that's going to happen this time?
Well, that might be, you know, that's just an example, I guess, of things where staff who can't work in their normal jobs, everybody will get redeployed to do different things.
Yeah, that makes sense. I guess we'll have to see where people do get redeployed this time because we really don't know how long this is going to be. I have a feeling it might be a little bit of a long time.
Yeah, I think it could be longer than we think. And that's good you were talking to Isabel at Bread and Butter because I just did a post about her actually saying they're supporting...
Oh, right.
Helping with shop local too. So like they're supporting the stallholders from the Grayland Farmers Market who aren't able to have their stalls open, but she's put their produce onto her shop delivery system.
Yeah, I did talk with her about that. That seemed a really interesting and good idea to kind of become a de facto temporary supermarket in itself.
Yeah, and that's great. And that was something Isabel got underway from the last lockdown, so she's been able to get that up and running really quickly.
And she was telling me about how... butcheries and those kind of things are still allowed to be open at level 3 and maybe level 4, I can't remember. And then bakeries aren't. So she's been trying to email people about like what's the difference between a bakery operating under lockdown conditions versus a butcher operating under lockdown conditions. Is that something that Auckland Council deals with at all or has any say in?
No, that all goes through the Ministry of Health and the guidelines that they put out. We can sort of support by advocating for changes, but I guess it always comes down to can it operate safely? And that's going to be the big question in level 4. So at the moment we're trying to avoid people moving around. So I guess it's there are things, hopefully, that the government's learnt from last time and that businesses can be supported to get open safely. And I would have thought that, you know, an area to target would be all of those local grocery stores, bakeries, butchers, so they can actually do contactless orders.
Just swivelling to a non-lockdown-related topic, I saw recently that some climate and transport advocates are actually suing Auckland Council and Auckland Transport for failing to provide, quote-unquote, any meaningful reduction in carbon emissions in the latest transport plan. And I believe the plan is designed to encourage a shift from private cars towards public transport and walking and cycling. Like, we can see all the cycleways that are going up and everything. So to me, this sounds quite in line, actually, with trying to reduce carbon emissions. But this group is saying that they want a declaration that AT and Auckland Council have acted unlawfully in relation to the plan and that it doesn't address the climate crisis. What's happening with this?
Yeah, so all aboard Aotearoa are suing Auckland Council and Auckland Transport for failing to provide a meaningful reduction in our carbon emissions through what's called the Regional Land Transport Plan. I can't really comment a lot because, you know, I'm part of Auckland Council and being sued, but overall, I mean, the plan is acknowledged that it doesn't get us to where we want to be. So we've got this target of reducing emissions by 50% by 2030. And for transport, that means a 64% reduction if we're going to make it. I guess the RLTP is only one part of it. You know, it's not all going to happen through the RLTP. But this court case, and, you know, I welcome it because it is going to test whether we're on the right course. Personally, I think there's heaps more that we need to be doing, and far too much of the plan is business as usual, and it doesn't put enough resourcing into providing alternative means of travel. Like, it still locks in a huge amount of car dependency and puts a lot of emphasis on that people are just going to be driving electric cars. Well, that's not going to solve a whole lot of other problems like congestion and deaths and serious injuries.
And electric cars aren't necessarily super accessible right now. They're very expensive and not, for the average Joe, very affordable.
No, and it doesn't solve our land use issues. You know, having two cars per family and living in spread out suburbs is not going to address a whole lot of other issues that we've got. So I think we need to be putting huge amount more focus into active transport and public transport. I mean, at the same time, Council is doing work on what's called a transport emissions reduction plan, and that's where we're going to have to see a lot of the heavy lifting. So this plan that will be developed by March is going to show us and tell us what we have to do to get there by 2030.
Have you tried mindfulness? Try mindfulness.
City Counselling on 95 BFM.